Welcome to Credit Collections and Cash Flow, the commercial credit podcast brought to you by NACM Connect. Hey, welcome to the show. We're so excited to be bringing you this first episode of the podcast where we will be interviewing attendees of the Chicago Credit Conference, where you'll hear stories and insights from your peers as well as leaders in the commercial credit industry. So let's go ahead and get started with our following guest.
Hi, my name is Joe Lang. I'm the Senior Credit Manager for Key Accounts at Brentag North America Incorporated.
Can you share with us your journey into the credit industry and how you got started in this field?
I was actually working in IT at the time, and the job market was tightening in IT, and I found myself out of work. So when I was looking, I found something, a position collecting for Ford Credit at the time. And I started collecting for them, and I've been in credit and collections ever since.
What initially attracted you to the credit industry, and what made you decide to pursue it as a career?
I was a credit analyst at Ford Credit, and it was becoming evident that while I enjoyed auto credit, that there were careers out there doing what I was doing in trade credit. And some life-changing events occurred where I had to move, which meant I had to leave Ford at the time. And moved and came up and started working for Johnson Controls as a credit supervisor with them. And that's how I really turned it into a career at that point.
What are the typical challenges you face on a daily basis in your role within the credit industry?
No different than anybody else, I suppose. Allowing my managers and direct reports a large degree of autonomy to work their portfolios, while conducting account reviews to make sure that I don't have any A performance issues or where we're missing things. My role has more shifted into a strategic kind of component versus a day-to-day running of the business. So trying to look at things, but, whether it be headcount moves or things like that, but those challenges are important to how my organization runs below me. In addition, keeping up on technology, things that NACM Connect always provides to me to make sure that I'm staying current on trends and what's available out there to me and how to maybe utilize those in my organization to improve the overall flow.
How do you stay updated on the latest trends and developments in the credit industry, and how do these impact your work?
When it comes to trends and developments, NACM and NACM Connect is my biggest go-to place. I participate in community boards, go to credit conferences, credit meetings, do a lot of reading online, both on their website or what might be available in the general community, to try to make sure that I'm not falling behind and the organization is not falling behind because of it. So I really appreciate NACM and the services they offer because they keep me up on those trends and developments.
Can you tell us about a particularly challenging situation you encountered in your career in the credit industry and how you overcame it?
The biggest challenge I had probably in my career in credit was when I was at Johnson Controls as a credit supervisor. I had only been in a role several months when they decided to move all their shared services overseas. I had a large amount of credit analysis and collection experience prior to that, but not as much in the supervisory or managerial field. And biggest challenge was finding a position where somebody was willing to overlook that I had only been in management for a short period of time, but that's where I needed to belong and wanted to belong. So I really beefed up and changed my resume to highlight my soft skills in management and things that I think would make me a successful manager somewhere else. And, had my opportunity with Brentag Great Lakes, and the rest has been history. It's been, it's worked out very well since then.
In your opinion, what are the key skills or qualities that are essential for success in the credit industry?
Interesting question. Why am I successful in credit? I sit in a lot of NACM meetings and conferences and listen to the questions or some of the things that come up. And, you know, always think back to sometimes it's just not about, while our jobs, our roles are about protecting the organization, is how can you make it work versus how can you say no? And I think some people miss that point sometimes. You know, without making certain poor credit decisions work or finding, find some way to make it work, your organization might be missing a large amount of sales because of that. So, you know, working with your commercial organization, collaborating with them. I've been most successful in my job and moved up in positions because I've been able to collaborate. I've been able to look outside the box, and I recommend anybody else doing the same. You know, look inwardly and, you know, self-reflect and say, you know, am I as interested in stopping the order, or am I more interested in seeing how I can make that order happen? And hopefully you can find some greater deals of success in your career by changing your approach and your consideration of why you really need to be in the organization.
How have technology and automation affected the credit industry, and what adjustments have you had to make to adapt to these changes?
I think I'm fortunate here to where automation hasn't really affected my business as I know it's affected other NACM members. But the biggest thing is stay up, understand what's out there. When you hear somebody's using a certain tool, grab them and network with them and, you know, offline or after the meeting and ask them more about it. You know, talk to them outside of the, you know, outside of credit conference and just really understand what's going on and how to use it and how you can best utilize it. I mean, some of these things cost money. So working with your management, whether it be your CFOs or presidents, to say, you know, I think spending money here is the right way to go because I think we can, you know, save money here, or I think we can improve our processing, or I think we can save ahead, or, you know, we can take the time where two people are doing this and have that other person now do this instead and even become a better and stronger credit organization because of it. You know, is the wave of the future, you know, paying attention to a lot of things dealing with AI right now and how I might be able to utilize them in the credit world. Just, it never stops, nor should you ever stop seeing what's available and how to utilize those to be a better asset or add value to the organization.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering a career in the credit industry?
If you're considering a career in credit, I highly recommend you joining NACM and NACM Connect. I mean, you don't have to be connected to a company to join. You know, use their education and training to really understand what it is it means to be a credit collector, or, you know, to work towards a certification and get some experience that way while, you know, using the, you know, CERS and Credit website to find something that's out there. These are members, you know, looking for people who work with NACM they want to hire as collectors. It's a great career. I never 20 plus years ago thought this would be a career, but I've loved it. And I look forward to maybe being in it another 10, 20 years before I have to retire. Highly recommended.
How would you describe your perfect day off?
The perfect day. Disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. Turn off your email, turn off your phone. Make sure there's somebody covering your stuff, but just enjoy, unwind, ignore that the world might be still going on around you while you're taking that day off. I purposely take cruises for my vacations so that nobody can say, well, why didn't you check your email or why weren't you available? So that when I put an out-of-office message on that says I will have zero access to email or voicemail, it means it. You just have to disconnect sometimes. You know, sometimes you find me at the casino on that cruise ship or sitting in that beach chair enjoying a nice island drink of some kind. But you know, take the day off. Don't waste 10, 20, 30 minutes, an hour still doing work. You just got to disconnect and enjoy your time off. That's what time off is for.
Are there any misconceptions or myths about the credit industry that you would like to debunk?
I know this opinion will differ from some of my peers in the industry and credit. To me, I laugh sometimes when I see people talk about credit at credit conferences or meetings, and they see them as the vanguards for protecting the company from, you know, bad customers. And to me, it's always been, how can I make it work? I don't know if that came from the culture of my, you know, buying car loans, buying paper for Ford Credit, where how can we make the loan work or what? So I think that's very important. I think some people think it's like, how can I protect the organization and what can I do that? When you should stop and reflect and say, how can I make it work? And sometimes you have to come back with the opinion that, you know what, it's just not going to do it today. But instead, you know, reflect on how you can, you know, how you can help improve the company's business, bring more money to the table in a safe risk environment.
Can you share a success story or accomplishment you've experienced by being a member of NACM Connect?
Success story. I'm most proud of my certifications. I hold my CCE, ICCE, and CCRA certifications. I've gotten those by, you know, taking education and training through NACM Connect, and I continue that with the continuing education those certifications require by attending conferences and Credit Congress and roundtables and keeping up on what is going on out there and hearing on your other opinions and taking those in to better myself. So success story, it's hard to just nail down one. There's so many times where I've used information I've gotten from, you know, from something that NACM has provided that have, you know, had me stand out heads and shoulders above my peer and my, you know, my peers in my own organization. And, you know, looks like we'll continue to make some opportunities available to me because of that, that might not be available to them.
You've been listening to Credit Collections and Cash Flow, the commercial credit podcast brought to you by NACM Connect. For more information about our organization, membership, products, and services, please visit our website at www.nacmconnect.org. Thanks again and have a great day.